Hi, and welcome to another Celebrity Chart Review. My name is Evelyn Levinson, the creator of humandesignforsuccess.com, and today we are looking at the human design chart of Judy Collins, an amazingly prolific and successful American singer and songwriter who has been going for decades and decades. She is currently 77 years old. She is still touring live. She is still producing new music and new material, and has been amazingly successful despite the fact that she's had some very serious personal challenges along the way. So I was really curious about her chart and wanted to see what we can learn from her chart about her sustainability, about how she's been able to do what she has been able to do. So first, looking at her chart, she is a generator type, so she is designed to have consistent, sustainable energy. Doesn't mean that all generators can be as sustainable as she has been. They really need to love what they're doing. Clearly, Judy Collins has loved and thrived in her arena of music throughout her life, and that expressive part of her. So that love of, you know, doing what she loved and loving what she does has really given her that sustainable energy. She's been using it correctly. Now, it's not inexhaustible, but it is sustainable, and she certainly demonstrates that beautifully. Next, I was really curious to look at her incarnation cross. Now, that doesn't show on the chart that you're seeing on the blog post, but I do have that on my printout of the chart, and she is the right angle cross of the four ways, which has four particular gate energies in it, the 24, the 44, the 19, and the 33. So we won't talk about any of them in great length, but I did want to look at them overall and see that that it's from this incarnation cross that she has her tremendous sensitivity. That's the gate 19. She's a sensitive, aware person, and I think her sensitivity comes through in her music, in the way she interacts with people, in her sort of giving nature, as well as her awareness of what's going on around her. It also has the gate 33, which is the gate of retreat, of privacy, and of learning and bringing forth lessons from the past. And as we'll see later in her chart, through the gift of storytelling, which she has, I think she does bring forth lessons from the past and messages from the past that she communicates so beautifully and so effectively through her work, through her words, through her music. So she's really transmitting those lessons and that history, that past, that is woven through what she does. She also, because of this particular configuration, this cross of the four ways, can potentially be someone who runs away from, who flees from intimacy or when things don't go well. And I don't know enough about her, the details of her past, to know whether she has done that, but I think she has necessarily taken some time away as she needed to heal from wounds of her past. I know she struggled with bulimia and with alcohol addiction, and she's been clean for many years now. But she also lost her only child, a son, who committed suicide at age 33. And, of course, that was very difficult for her, and she did a lot of soul-searching to learn what she needed to from that and move on. So she was between marriages for many, many years before marrying the second guy who I think she'd been seeing for a long, long time but hadn't actually married. So I think she was a little cautious of getting back into a marriage-type relationship, but she is there now and hopefully is happy. That the incarnation cross she has can have an inner restlessness to it, and I think we see that in the variety of work that she does. She's done many different styles and tastes of music, from pop and rock and show tunes and folk music, and she does social activism, of course. She's done covers of a lot of famous singers and songwriters, and she does entertainment as well as artwork. She's a painter, a filmmaker, a music mentor, a keynote speaker. I mean, she's just an amazingly versatile human being. And we see that in several places in her chart. And I think part of it is that restlessness for new experiences. Looking at her chart further, she has several open centers. She has the open G, the identity center, the open will center, and the open solar plexus in particular. We'll just look at those three briefly. You know, those three together, I call them the open triumvirate because they can be challenging when all three are open in particular. Someone with this configuration will have a tendency to want to prove themselves, to prove their lovability, prove their value, prove their worthiness, and keep people happy with the open solar plexus, not rock the boat. And I suspect that she possibly went through that and in her younger years, and she seems to have evolved and grown beautifully into a very independent and generous human being who doesn't seem to be, you know, from the little I know about her, who doesn't seem to be distracted and hijacked by these not-self aspects of the open centers that are potential distractors for us. So I think she's done quite well in that regard. I think she's been able to transcend all of that and really step to her full power and use her openness in a way that's really correct for her. Next, I wanted to look at her channels briefly. She has the channel from the head to the eyeling shows up, the gate 56, which turns out to be in her Pluto, conscious and unconscious. So it's a generational theme for those born around the same time as her, and definitely plays out in her with the storytelling through music, through lyrics, through the art that she does. Very expressive. And it's not only storytelling for storytelling's sake, but it's storytelling for the purpose of having an impact, of making a difference. And it makes a difference in the emotional responses of people. This is not data and information, which would be in the 62. This is the 56, which is stories and metaphors that help people get the message without a lot of data. It's stories that we remember. It's songs and lyrics that we remember, not data. So she's beautifully designed for exactly what she's done in her career. And with that defined head, defined ashram to the throat, she's really been able to express her ideas and inspire people through her voice, through her communication, through the way that she presents herself in the world, and through her gifts that she generously shares. And finally, she has the channel 5734 from the spleen to the sacral. This is a channel of power for survival, for intuitive or intuition-based survival, and she has survived. She's had some really challenging things to wrestle with, and she has really shined in her ability to overcome and move through those and learn what she needed to learn from them so that she is a full and integrated thriving human being. At least that's how she appears. So all of that has really helped her. And finally, I wanted to point out the gate 36, which is off the top of the emotional solar plexus. It appears in her conscious Jupiter, and Jupiter is where we have our greatest growth, blessings, and expansion. And the gate 36, in its low expression, is called chaos, but in the high expression, it is the expansion of what's possible in human experience, pushing the boundaries, pushing the envelope, really exploring what's possible for human beings, particularly in their experiences. And this energy tends to have a hunger for new experiences, for pushing personal boundaries as well as the boundaries for humanity. And I think we see that in so much of how she is and who she is, that all of the variety, as I mentioned earlier, of the work that she does, you know, keeping it fresh, keeping it interesting. She needs a lot of variety for herself to stay interested, and then she loves sharing that variety with others. So there's this drive to have new experiences and share new experiences and create new experiences for her audience. So I think that's been a blessing for her, clearly, and we see how that works. in her chart. And the intuitive part that I mentioned, the gate 57, is in her conscious moon. And the moon is what drives us. So she has been driven by an intuitive sense of how to survive and how to move forward and how to have new experiences and share them and how to sort of make the difference that she was really designed to make and share her stories in a way that is so powerful and so effective and so impactful. So I think we'll wrap that up there. There's, of course, much, much more I could say about her chart, but I think it gives us a good overview of some of the key aspects of her chart. There are many others, of course, I haven't touched on, but I think that will do it for now. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and look for another one sometime soon. Take care. This is Evelyn Levinson signing off. Bye.